Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What a show this has been. You name another show that within 45 minutes has Jake Rosenberg on it and Herb from the Northeast.
Yep. And Cowboy Jim. And a Blue Chew commercial.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Broads was mixed in there.
Oh, yeah, right. Broads.
We went dumb, incredibly smart, back to dumb.
Yep.
And we're right back in line heading into the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Why don't you take it away, Jack?
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So there's a lot of WIP that we have to get to the bottom of.
Mm-hmm.
And including more things that happened today.
Okay.
And here are the 5 things we need to get to the bottom of at WIP. Number 5 is how sick was Rod Lakin on Monday? Have you seen a quicker bounce back?
Yeah, he wasn't sick at all on Tuesday.
He was perfectly fine. No sniffles.
No cough.
I didn't bring this up on the air. He walked past me. Yeah. Or he was walking towards me in the hallway here. Gave a little cough. And I was like, would you stop milking it?
Yeah.
I mean, now he's just doing a performative act.
Yeah, it's like I said, when you call in to call out sick of work and you really pour it on him. Come on, Rob.
I know. It's a little much.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine by Tuesday. Had a great time at Birdstown Hall yesterday.
Yeah, just take a day off instead of insulting us with the I'm sick thing.
Instead of thinking we're a bunch of morons, just say you're a little tired after your Clearwater trip.
Yeah, I had way too good a time in Clearwater. You know, I need to sleep it off today.
Just the old sleep it off.
Be honest with us. Be honest. Don't lie.
We've all been there.
Liar.
The fourth thing at WIP that we have to get to the bottom of, and I've been feeling this one for a little bit, but it started to percolate a little more yesterday. Does Hugh like me?
No.
Yeah, I feel like I always get the side eye from me. Like, he's always judging me on something. I feel like me and him may get off to not a hot start, and like I need everyone to like me. I don't know if that's obvious.
Yeah.
Well, if you need everybody to like you, you need to start being a little better.
out there. I get there's going to be haters, but
I'm in here.
No, everyone like most people. Like but Hugh doesn't like me, right? We can be fair. Probably not.
No, I'm not going to say he doesn't like you. He's skeptical of you.
Yes.
You know, you and your Fritz act. Does not necessarily land with everyone.
Well, you take these shots.
Yes.
This isn't a shot. This is a...
No, not this shot, but you'll take shots at Hugh.
Yes.
And then...
Does she do anything for us?
And like that.
Yeah.
And then you'll wander around the halls just being like, oh, I'm just little Jack. I'm just being silly.
But just joking.
I mean...
We're all having a good time.
You just gave Broads that's why we're here and you're not. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know...
Well...
Well, I tapped you yesterday, and that's why I was like, all right, enough is enough. Yeah. Yeah. Even I felt that on my right side. I'm like, this might have gone a little further than we all anticipated.
Wait, was that when he did the "You've been in one more Super Bowl than I have"?
Well, he started it.
Yeah.
Well, it was prior to that, but yeah, that was Jack's landing shot. And that's when I was like, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah, man. that one was like even for me, and I. You know, I played Jack some audio of other radio shows I've been on years ago, which are pretty nasty. Even for me, the Super Bowl shot was...
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. I know that's low.
Well, I'm going to just tell you. You better keep it in your holster when it comes to me with that.
Yeah.
Although I would be the one that could actually take it with no problem.
Yes, you can take
it. Yes, I would take it with no problem.
That's a big woman got to get to the bottom of.
Well, I don't think we need to. I think we're at the bottom of it.
I think we're at the bottom of it. I'm just saying it's a relationship that's still in progress. Yeah, it's a working relationship.
Well, have fun.
See, you and Hugh, maybe the next time that we're all staying in the city one night, maybe you two should go to the movies instead of me and Hugh, and so you guys can bond.
Exactly.
You guys need a bonding night. I feel like that night was really good for me and Hugh.
Yeah, it didn't work out for us in New Orleans. What did you not? You not connect in New Orleans?
I didn't feel it. It's all right. One step at a time. One day.
Okay. All right.
Team Hugh. The third thing in WIP that we need to get to the bottom of is after listening to Joe Banner this morning and after listening to Jake Rosenberg, does Elliot Shore Parks understand the cap at an NFL GM level?
Well, certainly not at a GM level.
No. I think Jake sort of seemed offended by that. And then he took a shot at the rest of the league, by the way. What was apparent to me?
That was his way of saying he should be a GM somewhere.
Yes.
Well, I think he's definitely the Jags GM. I think has annoyed a lot of people. The 34-year-old.
Yeah, but he's been at the head of scouting for the Rams for 4 years.
Scout
or something.
What? He's like a beanpole.
Well, you don't. It's not a player.
Nothing physical for him.
Yeah, I don't look at Howie. No, I'm being honest. No offense.
Right,
I mean, look at me. I'm not saying anything different, but. What I will say about this, about the Jake Rosenberg interview and Elliot, is that it did sort of confirm Elliot's proposition that they could make room if they wanted to.
Which is a big step for Elliot.
Now, the question is, could Elliot do it? And the answer to that is
that
no.
Is definitely no,
He would just call Jake or Howie and say, how do I do this? He would just do the Howie thing or whatever.
Yeah, he'd hire Jake Rosenberg to do all that cap nonsense.
Yeah.
The second thing at WIP that we have to get to the bottom of is why has Ike developed a sharp tongue towards the Phillies? I've noticed an increase in sharp tongueness.
Really?
I'm going to be on their throat all year long. And I feel like it's a lot of Ike. Jack takes all these shots at the Phillies, or at the Eagles. When are you going to stand up and attack the baseball team? That's what I'm sensing from that chair in there.
Ike, your thoughts?
You know what? Could that be happening subconsciously? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it could. I'm a Phillies guy. I'm a Phillies guy.
I know. I just there's been a development. Of a little bit
he's
of a
so
sharp
used
tongue.
To me being on board with everything.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
He's holding them accountable. You won't.
I've developed a sharp tongue towards the Phillies.
Slightly.
I didn't even realize that.
I think.
Slightly?
Well,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
The honeymoon certainly is over where we're just flowers and balloons everywhere, man.
They're still the best, though.
But here's the thing with the Phillies is I think what Ike is not going to allow them to do, and I give him credit, is normally when a team besides the Eagles in Philadelphia doesn't perform up to our expectations, it just sort of floats in the background.
Yeah.
And instead of everybody being mad or holding them to account, they just sort of ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Ike's not going to let that happen with the Philadelphia Phillies.
No, not anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Had a good run. Now it's time to produce.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I know. Like you already got your
Super
Bowl.
Does this mean I'm going to have an issue with you all summer?
We're monitoring. we're just monitoring.
Does this mean I'm going to show up on the top five more this summer?
Well, that's all he's got.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This is what this is going to turn into.
It's going to be fine, but watch it. The number one, though, thing at WIP that we need to get to the bottom of, and this was brought up last segment with Broads, but can Spike really do 250 push-ups? Now, Hugh threw out the challenge flag earlier today on the Midday Show.
He actually didn't hear it. Is that why the challenge flag is in here?
Yes.
What a Lakin's huge idea. This is the first time I've seen the challenge flag thrown.
Exactly. And
what did Hugh say exactly?
Well, Moshe cut it up, right?
Okay.
And he's like, it's in your folder. 4.5 minutes.
Most. Oh, wow.
Like, can someone have an ear around here?
Well, can Morgenstern listen to it and find the good part or something? Because I'd love to respond to this.
Yeah, well.
Because I heard.
Well, it's too late now.
It's fine,
I guess.
We get the general premise.
Yeah, is Hugh doesn't think I can do 250 push-ups.
That's the challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, this is all, you're going to have to do these push-ups.
Well, I've offered, and you guys tell me no every time.
Well, the question now is, I don't know how many people actually believe you can do them.
I can. Again,
is it unanimous that most people here at the station believe that Spike can't do 250 push-ups?
No one believes
he can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And again, I want to be clear to the audience, and I've been clear this entire time. I don't do 250 in a row.
Right.
Yeah, I do sets of 50, and when I do them in the morning, it's usually while I'm walking. So over 70 minutes, I'll do.
Hold on, you walk and stop and do push-ups?
Yeah, I'll do them on the side of the road, like on the sidewalk.
Psycho.
Wow. Yeah.
I know, with the full arm tats, he's on the side of the road.
Usually what I'll do is before I start my walk, I'll do 50 at home.
Okay.
And then I'll do 3 sets or something while I'm walking.
Okay.
And then before I shower, I'll do one more at home.
Okay.
And that's what I do. It's usually about over 70 minutes or so, and I do 50 each time.
So I would ask you to take your shirt off, because there should be some sort of definition to your chest. And your arms. There should be some definition. If you're doing 250 every day.
Do you want me to take my shirt off?
Do we?
Look. What I guess what I'm saying, first of all, it doesn't. Like, the reason
I'd be able to look at your chest and I could tell if that chest.
Well, you're going to say
push-ups.
No.
Well, no, if it looks like you've been doing push-ups, I'd say yes.
And the reason I do push-ups is I can't lift weights because of my back. Yeah. So I do core exercise. So I do planks. And I do push-ups, which are good for your core.
Yeah.
You feel this. I want you to feel that right there. Feel that core. Slap on it right there.
Oh, yeah, that's solid.
See?
Solid.
Is it?
Well, it's much solider than mine.
See?
Believe me, I wouldn't let you do that to my stomach.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm sick of the disrespect, especially from you. And here's the other thing. I can do more push-ups than you. I guarantee you I can do more push-ups than you.
That sounds like a challenge.
Well, he's a big guy. It's harder to... Certainly
more weight for him to push up.
Yes. The one thing I would add in my favor here is it's a lot easier to push up the 150-some pounds than it is 250-some pounds. I don't know what you weigh.
I would agree.
You know?
That's being kind.
It's easier. That's what I'm saying.
I think you weighs more than 250.
Well, I don't know what anybody weighs. Breaking news.
The Eagles have made a signing.
Oh!
Former Giant.
Oh!
Adoree Jackson.
Oh, I remember Adoree Jackson.
Yeah,
he's a fast guy like seven years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a long time ago. Yeah, Tennessee drafted him first.
Yeah.
Well, Saquon's making moves.
Yeah. No Azeez Ojulari, though, huh?
No,
that's the wrong
Azeez.
Giant.
Yeah, that would have been good. Well, the other Giant, Darius Slayton hasn't signed anywhere, has he? Receiver?
I don't think he has. Signed back with the Giants.
Oh, did he sign back with the Giants?
Yeah.
For more money than Saquon signed here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gets worse and worse.
He's younger.
Yeah, it's just crazy that they're like, we can't sign Saquon.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You know? And,
yes.
Yeah. And then Daniel Jones signed with the Colts, right? 1 year, $14 million.
Giants still don't have a quarterback.
They do not. And there's in New York, the Aaron Rodgers
waiting
rumors.
On Mushroom, man. Them in Pittsburgh. I mean, Mike Tomlin, he ought to have his head examined sitting around waiting for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, also, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why are you going to the Giants over the Steelers? First of all, if you're the Giants, why would you sign Aaron Rodgers? You just saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In the same stadium, in the same city, it was a disaster with the Jets, a more talented team than the Giants are. So if you're the Giants, why are you signing with Aaron Rodgers? And if you're Aaron Rodgers and you have a choice between the Steelers and the Giants, Steelers can be a good team if you are a good quarterback.
Yes.
A playoff team at the very least.
Did he say he wanted to play 2 more years?
I don't know.
Is he looking for a multi? He might be looking for a multi.
Maybe it's a money thing.
Yeah, might be.
And the Giants are desperate. You probably get more money out of the Giants, would be my guess. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
One final thing on A-Rod.
Yeah.
Word is he's waiting on his Minnesota, waiting on the Vikings to sort of show interest in.
Interesting. So he can do the full Favre.
Yes. So he can do the full Favre thing. Not only that, going from the Jets to Minnesota, but also he's blocking J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
for playing.
Yeah. If you're the Vikings, that's a weird...
I wouldn't do it.
You got to... If you're the Vikings and you're not exactly sure on J.J. McCarthy beginning of the year, you got to get a guy who's not going to throw a temper tantrum if you bench him halfway through the year. Like what Cousins did in Atlanta. Yep. They put Penix in and he was totally cool about it. You know, you need a QB like that.
That's not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
No, he's not doing that.
No. Wow, Minnesota.
You sign Aaron Rodgers. He's your starter as long as he's healthy.
Well, what a
or you have to release him.
What a disastrous signing that would be for Minnesota, I think,
too. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it if I was Minnesota. Now, Steelers, yes. Not Minnesota.
Might as well.
Yeah, Steelers, sure.
Yeah. Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas, what's up, fellas? What's going on?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Jack, man, don't worry about Hugh not liking you, man. Everybody not going to like you in life. You understand?
Yeah,
I don't like Spike, but, you know, we managed to get through a show together. You know what I mean? That's just simple as that. In life, everybody's not going to like you. You've got to live with it. As long as they respect you, that's the thing.
Well, I don't think there's much of that there. Yeah,
he respects you, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Get him on the polygraph.
Listen, let me say this. I was looking at something earlier, right? About the Phillies. And the Phillies are going to be a good thing for the summertime. I'll tell you why. Because you get to drink beer and watch them in the bar. That's it. It's going to be a good watch for the summer. Now, I mean, I don't feel bad. I'm with you, right? They had their chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had their chance. And it's all, you know, and everybody's trying to revamp them. They are done. They are done. The Phillies are done. They're done deal.
Bandwagon Chuck. They're the second best team in baseball.
Would you say, Spike?
I said bandwagon Chuck.
See, he was saying some smart shit, smart stuff yesterday.
Whoa, you get that?
I had to catch myself. Smart stuff yesterday. I ain't say nothing to you. But here's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper. I'm not none of that. I just call a spade. And with new information comes new takes. Okay?
Yeah.
The Phillies have had the opportunity, and their window have closed.
Okay?
And now, listen, I'll tell you something about Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
You say every reason why I don't criticize Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Well, Bryce Harper is the single reason why the Phillies are where they are right now, why we're talking about the Phillies right now.
That's not true,
so
though.
Why would you?
One baseball player can't make a team win 95 games.
But here's the thing, right? One baseball player can catapult you to a championship. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, then why hasn't Bryce Harper catapulted them to a championship?
Because Trey Turner stinks.
Okay. Right? So one player can't catapult a team to a championship.
You asked this guy about Starburst at an interview. And you want to give Bryce stuff after you just interviewed the guy. To me, that's coward behavior.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? I interviewed Trey Turner for 20 minutes and asked him about everything. And at the very end, because the guy likes candy, I asked him a 10-second question. What did you
want? People are not over that one, by the way.
Well, two people. Chuck, who's grasping at straws, and Scott from King of Prussia. You just told me a player in baseball can launch a team to a championship. I asked you then, why hasn't Bryce done that? And you said Trey Turner. So I guess one player can't launch a team to a championship.
Well, he got him as close as he could. I mean, it's Trey Turner. This guy You know, he comes here with all his cachet. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember Jack asked me, you ever seen Trey Turner hit a baseball? I'll never forget him asking me that. You know, and this guy stinks. You know, we've done nothing but give him standing ovations. Then you got one guy, he's crying in a bullpen. You know what I mean? How are we supposed to believe in this team? You got one guy who wants to lead off. He's a fat slob, a bear, you know, he's like a bear, wants to lead off. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man.
But he's a really good player.
You know, then you got the manager. He doesn't want to make adjustments. You know.
What adjustments you want him to make?
He doesn't make. Listen, Jack, if you go back to those playoff games, they could have won that World Series against Houston if he made a few adjustments. He didn't make any adjustments.
Yeah, he should have told them to run the ball.
You know what I mean? And what they need to do is get a first baseman. You know, see, I don't like pretending I know baseball in March. I really like pretending I know baseball in October. But since we ain't got nothing to talk about, I'll call up here and I'll talk about baseball with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So what they need to do is move Bryce out to the field because he's willing to do that because he's a team player like he's always been and get somebody like Vlad Guerrero there. But, you know, the Phillies aren't diverse. They don't have a lot of diversity, man. Get some of those Dominican guys, one of the Japanese guys, you know what I mean, and put them all together, man. Mm-hmm. They got all these cornballs on the team. You know what I mean? That's not, you know, they're not striking hard, man. You know what I mean? These guys got one more chance this year to do it. And if they don't do it this year, they're just the low old Phillies. You know what I'm saying? That couldn't get it done. And Jay Rose said it best. They living off of their past. And they need to win something for them to live off of the past or off the future that they got right now. You know what I'm saying? Or else they're done. That's it, man. Trey Turner is washed, man. That guy, I don't know what's up with him. He look good now. But you can't count on that guy, man. You can't count on Trey Turner. Then he don't want to move from shortstop. He stinks at shortstop. You know what I mean? He should want to move a shortstop to help the team.
So what shortstop should they get?
Well, I don't know none of those guys, man. I don't know anything better than Trey Turner at shortstop. You know what? They got a shortstop on the team. The guy from last year. You know what I mean? What's his name?
Sosa. Sosa.
Go ahead. Yeah, put him in there. Okay. You know what I mean? That guy needs a shortstop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all you got to do. But Trey Turner, he's selfish. He's a selfish guy, and he doesn't want to do what the team needs him to do. And he's not that good. He's not even that good, man. I'm telling you, that guy stinks, man. And that's the bottom line. And he's going to let you down again this year. And I'm telling you, Bryce's going to do nothing but hang his head like he always do. And he's going to put his arm around Brome and say, oh, it's going to be okay. Don't cry in the dugout. You know what I mean? You're a grown man getting paid millions of dollars crying in the dugout. Get your head out of your ass, man. That's all I got to say about the Phillies, man.
All right,
you know what I mean? I hope they do well. Don't try to rush me off, Spike.
I'm not rushing you off. It's just chump. I'm a chump.
You sit up there. You try to sit there and try to corrupt Jackhead. You know, try to get him to turn against Bryce. And Bryce, and
no one's trying to turn against Bryce. But the comment is about you, not about Bryce.
Turn him against Bryce. What you say about me? You can't say nothing about me. What you say about
me? I said it on the air. I don't talk about you once the mic goes off. I don't even think about you.
Why do you got to sound so hostile, man?
Why do I have to sound hostile? Is Chuck from Mount Airy asking me why I sound hostile?
Yeah, why you got this way I talk? Why you used to it by now?
This is the way I talk, buddy. So
why you used to it by now?
I'm used to it.
You can't.
When you do this rap, it's just like it's boring to me. It's just boring. It's like you got one like bit or whatever. I just like when you're diverse, as you say. So.
Well, what's boring to you?
What's that?
I'm not here to entertain you.
Yes, you are.
You don't mean that much to me to entertain you.
Well, you're the one that calls my show, buddy.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's your show now, but this show was the number one show before you got on the air.
It was.
Just remember that.
It was.
You know what I mean?
Ooh, boy.
Jack was number one before you got on the air.
It was.
You ain't nothing special.
It was. It was.
All right?
Yep.
Always remember that.
Yep, I do.
Do me a favor.
I do.
You go over to the Ben Franklin Bridge. Why don't you just go hop over it one day?
Well, are you
never come back?
Hey, Chuck, just last question. Last question. When you go to Six Flags and you go up to the big roller coaster, are you allowed to ride it?
I'm allowed to ride it with your wife.
No. Oh, there it is. I got him. All right, there it is. Real quick, this is what Hugh said about me on the midday show today.
Yes. You know, Spike's a little dude. I think it was Kyle or somebody said, you know, he does 250 push-ups a day. I was like, no, he don't. Can't. Because he has no muscle tone. Like, there's no muscles.
So you're challenging the idea that Spike
200. If he can give me, he said he does it every day, and I don't know if he's listening or not. Give me 250 push-ups right now before the show.
He did say he doesn't do them all at once. 50
oh, he said
pop,
50 at a clip. I kind of assume that. Yeah. I assume that. But, dude, you doing 50 push-ups at a pop, you should have some chest. You know what I mean? You got to have some kind of muscle tone for that. And I know he's a little guy, and he's not pushing up as much weight as me.
But dude, he ain't got no muscle tone.
Yeah, well, the thing about us featherweights, there's not that much weight to push.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But you would think that if you doing 250 push-ups a day, dog, you gonna see some muscles. He ain't got no muscles.
Hugh's gonna see my muscle. I'll tell you that.
Oh, God, man,
knock that
out.
Guy right out.
Yeah. He's shaking in his shorts right now.
I bet he is. I bet he's charging the battery of his car somewhere, nervous as heck. Oh, man. Boy, oh, boy. Okay. Well, I actually have I have a conflict about how I feel watching one of our teams here in Philadelphia. And I'll present it to you, Ike. I'll present it to you, Jack. And I don't know if it's the right way to feel. And it's the first time I've ever felt that way about a team. And we will talk about it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.